That button.
Okay. We're recording.
What?
You're gonna like this.
Now we're pleased to bring our feature presentation.
Yo, this stuff is fresh.
What would you do with your brain if you had one?
This is What the Flux. Now that's an intro I can get by.
Yeah, is that better?
I like it.
Oh, surprises. I put it together like 20 minutes ago, so it still needs like some cover action. You love it? Are you in love with it?
Not that much. We're only friends right now.
Okay, you're acquainted.
We just got introduced.
You're acquainted, and maybe we can make some love later and make it happen.
I'm not that easy. Hello, and welcome to What the Flux, the show that fluctuates from topic to topic to topic. For ADD Radio.
Yeah, it's good.
My name is Chase Bunker, alongside Brett Lyons. Brett, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty damn swell. Today is a good day. Woke up. Actually, you know what? I couldn't sleep, but I woke up pretty early. But in doing so, accomplished a lot of nothing. So
I saw your Facebook post.
I watched 3 hours of Boy Meets World this morning.
3 hours.
That's
not enough, really.
It's not. It really isn't.
All right.
So what about you? Weekend update.
Tell me
what's going on. You texted me last night and you're like,
okay,
do I have a story for you?
Yes.
So go for it.
All right. We have to mention, you know, fantasy football and how one Manning helped me and another Manning screwed me.
So this is a precursor to what is about to talk about.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I kicked ass this weekend.
Yeah. I had Peyton Manning in one league, and you ever have that opponent that you always just want to beat because you have a good rivalry with?
Yeah, or like they're your bot, or like they're like someone who is always ahead of you, you know?
Yeah. That's the way it is with me and my roommate.
Okay.
Is like for the first 3 years of fantasy, he's killed me.
Right.
And so finally
last year
I got my revenge by winning 2 out of the 3 leagues, to which I counted my blessings because I don't know how I pulled both of those off.
You know what though, and I praise you for that because I mean, I know how competitive he is, and so even just beating him in something as small as like a tic-tac-toe game is memorable.
Yes, exactly. And so like the thing is, he was rooting against me on both leagues
for this past weekend.
Like when I was winning the championship.
Okay,
but this weekend we ended up going 1-1. I had Peyton Manning going against him though.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning fucking killed it.
Blew up 7 touchdowns, two of them.
Well, we have to point out in our league it's points per reception.
Yeah, we also have a PPR league. I also had Demaryius Thomas. We had two touchdowns as well and 180 yards receiving.
You know what? I didn't realize we were going to be talking about this this early. I have a thing for this, too.
Okay. I hope they don't sue us, but it's great. And I love it.
Screw it. All right, go on.
And so we ended up going in one league, 1-1. He killed me in another just because I had Stephen Ridley not do anything, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, the point is Peyton saved your ass.
Peyton saved me. And it made me look like the dominant team, even though I was third in scoring because of Eli and LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, yeah. So you and I were pretty evenly matched. We didn't play each other, but we're basically tied for second right now.
Yeah.
And then our friend Heffery is...
he got lucky.
Killed it.
I'm not lucky. He has a good team.
He has a pretty good team.
Week 11 is when we go off.
That's when you face him?
That's when I face him. And that's going to be big.
Okay. So so let's lead into what happened this week.
Okay.
That was so crazy.
So Monday, I go to Friendly Confines and I watch football. First off, I saw LeSean McCoy almost help me come back from 47 down to help me win another league. So it was me and a bunch of people from work.
Right.
And we're all talking and everything. And there's this girl who she sits next to me. Like, we're at a bar, and I'm at one angle, one side of, like, the L, and she's on the other side.
Okay,
much.
So you can... She's in your peripheral.
She's in my peripherals.
Okay.
You know...
Is she cute?
She was cute. She had a nice flowing skirt.
She blonde? Is she blonde or brunette?
No.
She,
Brunette.
Brunette? Oh, yeah.
Oh, mind putting your pants back on?
Well, I'm just trying to. Well, they were already not. They're not coming back on, dude.
Okay, good. Hold on, let me take off my pants. Okay. I hate doing a radio show. I hate doing a radio show with clothes on.
All right, so go on. I just need a visual.
And so we're hanging out for a little bit. Two more people from my work come, and then we all do shots. We do a bartender's choice. And so she says, oh, you guys should try the apple pie moonshine with...
That sounds intense.
It was good. With cinnamon sugar on, like, one side of the glass.
Okay.
And so we tried it. It was delicious. And that was my entryway to talk to her.
Nice.
And so her and I, we literally talked. I think we started talking around 9, and we didn't stop until about 3. Now, I say that...
Yeah.
Because... We later, we're about 2 hours into talking, and then some other guy just, like, he just jumps in.
Like, tries to, he probably sees you, he thinks you're, like, not even a threat, and he tries to sweep in and steal your thunder.
He literally takes every story and puts it back to him.
Yeah.
And he takes all the attention. So it's literally the equivalent of, he pressed start on controller number 2 while playing Street Fighter, and a new fighter has emerged.
Okay, nice.
And so,
well, not nice for you. He was
not
stealing
nice.
Your thunder.
He was a douche. And so, you know, he does this. He's
is he a
stealing.
Bigger guy than you? Is
no,
this, no.
He was shorter than me, but he was about my height or my weight. Excuse me.
Okay.
So he's taking all the attention and everything, and so she ends up going to the bathroom. He leaves to go do something else, and my friends are staring like, did that guy just freaking like? Like swoop in and just like be a dick and everything.
They're admitting that this guy stole your man.
They
saw your lady.
My lady. I'm
my
not.
Bad, my
wow.
My bad.
That's gonna be edited out. I know that.
My bad, dude. My bad.
And so yeah, they noticed that like stuff happened, and so we ended up playing. He ended up playing a game of pool and invited her, only her. Mind
she's
you.
A bartender though.
No, she's not a bartender. She was a patron like
oh,
me.
Okay.
And so. She comes and she's like, "Okay, yeah, I'll go play pool." And she's like, "Hey, do you want to come and you know just hang out, watch me play pool?" And so I'm like, "Yeah, sure, I'll go and do that."
So you're both fighting for this girl's attention right now.
Pretty like that sounds horrible, but yes.
I mean that's how life is, man.
Yeah. And so at this point, you know, I'm watching her play pool. He's literally deciding what shot she's going to shoot. Because she told me before, I play pool a lot. The longest I've gone is 2 weeks without playing.
So what you're trying to say is like he was being
controlling.
Assertive?
Yeah, he was being very assertive and everything. So one of my friends, Mitch, puts a quarter down. And he goes, all right, we'll take winners. And so they ended up winning the table, and me and Mitch played.
Okay. So and was she watching you at this point?
No, she was playing. Okay. They were doing doubles. And so it was... So Mitch comes, and then Raheem sits down. Raheem's had a good amount to drink, and so he's just sitting down. And this is when the story gets very interesting.
Okay.
As we're playing, the guy makes the pool term is a slop shot. You make a ball incidentally.
Yeah, you just pretty much hit it as hard as you can, and it just went into a pocket.
Yeah,
coincidentally.
Yeah, he didn't essentially call it. He's like, oh, look at that! Like ball just went in, and so he's about to take another shot.
When
and
typical
then,
rules say if it's a slap shot, it's you don't really technically get the ball back.
In a gentleman's game, yes. And so Raheem was like, that was some slop if I've ever seen it before.
Basically calling him out.
Yeah, he called him out.
Nice.
And the guy's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, when I play, we usually play the gentleman's way, and if it's a slop, the other person goes. So pretty much he calls him out on it. The guy doesn't like
that.
Is this
when you're playing him?
This is when I'm playing him.
Okay.
And so Raheem just like says that, and so he's like, okay, you know what? Fine, whatever. And so,
reluctantly?
Yeah, reluctantly. The guy, he's a little bit heated. And so, like, him and Raheem exchange words. Mitch is taking his shot and everything. And I'm like, I go up to the guy. I'm like, look, this isn't even worth it right now. Just let it go. It's slop, whatever. Get over it.
It's pool at a bar.
Yeah, it's pool at a bar. I'm sorry you're not going to win the trophy today.
Yeah.
And so minutes pass by, a few shots later. I'm playing horrible. I've had a good amount to drink, but I wasn't like, bleh, bleh. I wasn't like drunk. I haven't been.
You just weren't accurate.
I just wasn't accurate. Like, I was playing very poorly. Now, the reason I was also playing poorly is because of what happens later. So, eventually, like, shots later, Raheem says another, like, little... He says, like, a funny comment. The guy doesn't like it.
Yeah.
He gets...
We need to point out, though, that if... Because these are aliases. But Raheem, who I think it is pretty tall... And not strapping, but I mean, like, he's a big guy.
He is intimidating, I
should say.
He is a bigger guy. He's dressed all suave and everything, so he looks like he can also throw it down.
Okay.
And so Mitch then is saying, look, I'm shooting right now. If you're going to argue, argue later. Let me do my shot.
Yeah.
So finally.
This guy had a couple drinks, I'm sure.
He had a few as well. So finally, after he says one more comment. Oh, he said, he made a joke to Mitch. You can't make that shot. That's a difficult shot. And that's all he said to him. And then the guy blows up. That apparently insulting his opponent.
That was the straw that broke the back.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And so he goes up. He's saying stuff like, look, I don't know who you are. I just met you. But this, you have been annoying all night. I don't know about you, but this is Orlando. And at that point, this is Orlando.
This is the drunk guy. Let's call him drunk guy.
We'll call him drunky. Okay. And so he says, this is Orlando. And at that point, everything credible that he said is gone.
Yeah.
Because he just dropped, this is Orlando. And we all literally stare at each other and go, oh, really?
Like, what's his point there?
What's the point there? And so Raheem, of course, based on the name, he is foreign. He is like a browner skin tone. And he's like, oh, okay, apparently you've never dealt with a terrorist before.
Oh, jeez.
And so guy, they spout back and forth. Bar staff lets us stay. They kick out the drunk guy.
Nice.
Drunk guy.
Win.
This was after he said, like, this is Orlando. And he gets in his face and everything. And so finally, drunkie goes outside. Jamal is also out. Jamal walks him out there and tries to alleviate the situation because... Drunkie's going to be out there, and he's going to want to start something later.
Yeah.
This is close to closing time. You know that he's going to want to do something.
He's like, he's antsy for a fight.
Yeah. And so Jamal's trying to, like, stop it and try to calm him down and be like, hey, let's just go to our cars. I'll walk you there just to make sure you're all fine and everything. And so the guy's literally talking crap. This is what I'm seeing from out there. And me and her walk out. We ended up exchanging numbers and everything. And we see... Drunky and Jamal just, like, you know, throwing words out. And then finally, he says something. He said, like, gets in his face, and he goes like this, and I quote, I'm a peaceful person. I'm going to go home, I'm going to smoke weed, and I'm going to be peaceful. And that's the kind of person I am.
That's what
Drunky says. And he says this while in Jamal's face, making threatening gestures, saying, I am a peaceful man.
Completely contradicting statements.
Exactly. Okay. And so then Mitch comes out. He sees that, like, more stuff's going on. So he's now trying to alleviate the situation. And all of a sudden, mind you, Jamal, with a name like Jamal, he is black.
African-American.
Yes.
Right?
Mind you, he is a very... I've never seen him act this way. He's a very civilized black person. And that he doesn't speak... He doesn't speak very ghetto. He doesn't, like... He speaks English fluently, is what I'm saying, without sounding like a racist.
I know what you're trying to say. It's maybe like, I know you're not racist, but like, we'll just
it's really going to come off as, I think this guy's a racist.
Okay, just so go on.
So he drunkie drops the N word.
Oh, no way.
And at that point, me and Mitch just stand up and try to separate the two. And
that's a bad idea.
Jamal goes, oh, that ain't gonna get me going. And he's just like walking back and forth, throwing his hands down. It's like, I bet you, I dare you to swing at me and see what happens. Mitch is holding the back. Jamal, mind you, taller than I am. I'm about 6'2". Bigger guy.
Yeah.
He will throw down.
For sure. He will, I mean, he's quick to react.
Yeah. And so he's holding back. He was smart and he didn't like instigate anything.
Right.
And so he's just walking away. And, like, I'm just, like, watching this. I'm going, oh, my gosh. Like,
all this over a girl.
All this over a girl. And they all stare at me and they go, you know, this is all your fault, right?
They were blaming it on you? Come on.
They're blaming it on me. But I just can't believe this is Orlando. That's what really got me.
I didn't mean that to be loud.
That hurt me.
My bad. That is just doesn't even make sense.
This is Orlando.
I mean, like, what is he trying to establish
there? I don't know. I think he was trying to be racist.
Yeah, towards Raheem. What's our Raheem? Is his alias? This is Orlando. Like, what? Get out of our country, is he trying to say?
I feel like, I don't know if he was trying to say, like, I don't know about you, but this is Orlando, not Compton or whatever. And he's right. Like, oh, I'm going to bring my boys in. Like, you brought your boys. Like, I'm just walking out with her. And he's just, like, spouting off, like, oh, I'll get my boys, and we'll see what's going down.
Dude, I'm a little upset that this didn't end in a fist fight, I'm going to be honest.
This could have ended.
I was waiting for, like, a bloody nose and you to maybe break another bone or something.
I was kind of ready to throw down if a punch was thrown, to tell you the truth. But, ding! But we were telling this to...
I have new cues, and they're not working right now.
We were telling this story to Tim, our friend Tim.
Yeah.
And he ended up leaving early because he had work the next morning. And he's like, if I actually did not have work, I have a feeling I would have been in jail.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a family man, though.
Yeah. Here's the funnier thing. So when the guy drops the N-bomb, Jamal goes, oh, hold my phone. Hold my phone.
Yeah, that was
and like that's
typical,
that's like the new hold my earrings, hold my purse.
Is that a thing? I never heard that before.
I've never heard that before either. But like ever since I heard the two quotes of the night were "This is Orlando" and "Hold my phone."
So now at work, you're just gonna be like, "Hey guys,
hold my phone.
Hold my phone. I got to do inventory."
Yeah.
Dang, that's pretty eventful. Nothing really happened to me. This guy was serving passed out on his table, but like that's close.
He passed out?
Yeah, I don't even want to get into it. There was no fighting. No. There's no fighting involved.
Was he like, did he OD or did he just like?
No, he was old and had vertigo. he just
vertigo's
failed.
Not something to mess with.
He just failed at life and like, I can't follow that story up, man.
No, I will agree that vertigo sucks because I get that a lot.
Vertigo a lot?
Oh
You're not even that tall. No, you're pretty tall.
I'm pretty tall. And it sucks, like, when you wake up, you see stuff, like, spinning, and it sucks to go from a sitting position to a rising position.
That must have been what happened, because this guy, like, went to go to the bathroom, and then I'm in the back of the kitchen,
yeah.
And some guy comes up to my manager, another server, and he goes, hey, man, this guy's, like, by the bathroom, passed out. What do we do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, that sucks for that table. And yeah. I walk out, and it's my table, and dang nabbit, I was so pissed.
Did he tip?
No, they left early, man. They were just like, okay, heading out of here. Gotta go. Time to leave. All right.
Time for the news.
Time to hit. Yeah, time for the news for sure.
It's the news.
Great segue. It is, right?
Yes.
That's good. We were drawing straws, I think, with that story.
Yes.
But, all right, so I start off the news today with, dang, Zimmerman just, like, can't get enough media attention, can he?
He's an attention whore at this point.
I mean, at first, like, the news was kind of good. He, like, saved that family from the burning car or some shit
yeah.
that almost exploded. So, kudos to him there. That's a plus one for him.
He killed a black kid, which is horrible,
so
but
that's a negative.
According to the Klan, that's a great thing.
To each their own, right? So,
horrible joke? Ding!
Yeah, I got a dinger, and then it's just not working right now. Watch. Let's see what happens. It's way too low. I don't know what's
That's
going
not
on
a
with
good
the
ding.
You heard it?
I faintly heard it.
I need to figure out these volume settings. I was so happy going into this episode because I have all these new cues. I'm so dang excited.
Do we have a new soundboard?
We do have a new soundboard.
What's today's soundboard, Brett?
Today's soundboard is Q-Lab. Clab.
QLab.com.
QLab.com. Use it. It's only for Macs.
QLab.com. Don't go to our lab. Go to QLab.
Anyway, so Zimmerman.
You know that was a good one.
It was pretty good.
It's catchy.
Oh, get it? R, Q and R.
Yep.
Right.
Ah!
Nice.
Ah!
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Anywho, so he's being charged for battery now of his wife.
He beat his wife.
Okay, so I'm skimming through this LA Times article, right? And they acknowledge the crime he just did. And then a couple paragraphs in, is they remind you of who he is. And so this is a direct quote. Zimmerman, who was acquitted in July of murdering an unarmed black teenager, do they have to put in...
apparently they have to put that in. That was clear.
I just don't feel like that's relevant.
That's clearly like, there to make him look even worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Because, I mean, if you look at the media with Trayvon, all the pictures with him looking horrible and Trayvon looking so innocent in 12.
Right, right, right.
Apparently, Trayvon never aged from 10 to death.
16 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just a whole...
That's media doing that.
Media blows it all out of proportion. So he just... he can't get enough media. Why is he beating his wife? And why is his wife, who knows how much shit they've been getting, calling the police? I just wouldn't want to be anyone related to them right now.
I feel like the wife's 911 call was, "Hello, I'm George Zimmerman's wife. I think you know what to do."
Yeah. She has him on speed dial, I'm sure. Just like... "Hey, it's me again."
According to like recent press, apparently their marriage has been like on the rocks for years now.
Right. I'm sure they're saying that just to make this case look even more exciting than it actually is. I'm bringing it up less about the case and more about the fact that it's kind of contradictory to say, but I was going to be like, "Why are we still talking about him?" But here I am talking about him.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if like this actually stays with media.
It would be funny if he gets jailed for battery, but we all know he's getting jailed for murder.
No, it'd be like the whole OJ thing. But if he gets jailed, he won't survive.
Yeah.
You know it as well as I do. He will not survive.
Yeah, he'll probably be beaten up and whatnot. All right, so that's the end of that. We'll see. We'll cover that bit by bit. We'll see how that develops.
All right.
All right, this new thing that came about this week, Van Gogh recently had a painting rediscovered.
Like Tupac?
Yeah, like he's released. Yeah, exactly. He's the Tupac of artists from the 19th century. How is it that they're just now discovering a painting? I don't get it. He's been dead for like 200 years. We know that he cut his own ear off, for shit's sake. Like, how do we not know?
First off, for all the Doctor Who listeners out there, I know what you're thinking because they had an episode with Vincent Van Gogh and it was such a good episode. And so, like, every time you mention, I'm like, "Oh, that episode."
So that's all you're thinking about right now?
That's all I'm thinking about right now.
I'm trying to talk to you, Chase.
How? I don't understand how, unless it was, like, underneath his bed and they're like, "Oh, hey, what's this underneath my bed? It's a Van Gogh painting."
It's called The Sunset at Mount Majeur.
Mount Majeur.
Okay, so I guess they have a whole museum dedicated to him, right? And so this museum unveiled it earlier this week, and it just doesn't make sense. Like, unless it was buried in a cave and discovered by Nicolas Cage after he was like looking on the back of a map found under a rock underneath a Chinese skull found in Europe that was mysteriously placed there by an African. Like, it's just...
Did you just describe National Treasure 3?
I think so, dude. I think so. It's a live reenactment of National Treasure 3. Kudos, because it's a pretty cool painting.
Yes.
And, you know, he's a great artist and whatnot, but it just doesn't make sense.
Tupac lives.
He lives on through Van Gogh.
Apparently, even though Tupac came a little bit after Van Gogh.
He's the original Thug Life artist, all right?
He is.
He died in his prime. He died in his prime. His art lives on.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like all those artists that die in their prime, and then their art lives on. Like, would Kurt Cobain be as popular as he was? Probably not. Who knows? Maybe so.
I don't know.
Maybe,
I mean,
yes.
Would You Know You're Right be actually a good song if he wasn't dead?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all right.
I love that song.
That is a good song.
That was released too after his death.
Yeah, that came out in like 2002 or whatever.
I bought it off the it was on the Greatest Hits CD.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of my swig.
Swig of your
of my alcoholic beverage. Getting crunk.
What is it really?
I'm getting crunk. Those are supposed to be crickets.
Faint crickets.
I'm going to have to edit all this in post, and thus, when I'm done editing it in post, it'll probably sound normal, but now that I'm talking about it, the listeners can be like, why they? It sounds fine.
We just get mad about certain things.
Yeah, it just well, it's complicated, man.
Yeah.
All right. Last story of the day. Nothing really. Just kind of end on a light note. So Miley Cyrus has been all over the news too.
Oh my god!
Listen, I'm bringing it up because someone's gotta.
Oh, someone's gotta. Yeah, that someone is the rest of the media.
It was a dry week, man. Oh, I could bring up Syria. Syria.
No,
Miley Cyrus.
No, we're not that.
Miley Syria.
We're not gonna be that depressing. Let's bring up Miley.
All right. So she has this new music video. This is it right now.
Oh.
Okay, so the kicker is she's butt naked in it.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain.
I don't know how you feel.
Is that a lot different?
It sounds like Ella Goulding, right?
Yeah, it does.
So the song is actually kind of catchy. I kind of hate to like.
I was expecting like more Party in the USA.
No, it's like she almost sounds like English.
Yeah, she does.
And then, of course, it's super dancey. The bass drops in, like, a hot minute. But
this is a lot better than The Fox.
The Fox. Oh, that is just a... I mean, the Fox is a completely different story. But, that was supposed to be a ding. You can't hear it. Anywho. So...
No, I like how you queued up with, Wrecking Ball.
It's a catchy song.
It is catchy.
She's naked in it. I just want to know if you think it's too far. Like, what's going on?
I mean, of course, like...
I'm watching her literally lick the head of a sledgehammer. She's like...
She is literally like... She's melting down hard.
I don't know. People say that, and I don't think so. I think she's... She's drawing so much attention to her.
I think she must be Gaga. I think that's the whole reason.
I've heard that before. I might have been actually talking to you about that, but earlier in the week. But they're all trying to push the edge.
I mean, that's the thing with like, it's like this inevitable cycle of young heartthrobs is that they'll go through this innocent phase and then they go through this complete meltdown. Christina Aguilera did it too. And then, of course, Britney Spears did it. Like, we all saw that.
Yeah, she was, she was, like, naked in a music video, too.
Man. Yeah.
They all do it.
And then...
I think they like the attention.
I think so, too. Like, Lady Gaga, I think, is, like, the only one that's at least had one phase. And it's all bizarre.
Yeah, I just watched the music videos of hers this morning, actually. And, yeah?
Here's the one key thing I want to point out.
What's up?
Miley Cyrus... Lady Gaga, everybody's like, oh, okay, this is good. You know, this is them expressing themselves. Marilyn Manson?
The devil.
The devil.
Apparently he's the devil.
When he gets naked on stage, everyone freaks out.
Everyone freaks out. And, of course, like they talk about his music videos and how he's the reason for Columbine. It's like...
Are you comparing Marilyn Manson to Columbine? You think Miley Cyrus is going to cause a Columbine?
Gosh, I hope not.
Like a twerking Columbine.
You know, here's the thing. Like with any disaster or incident like that, they'll find something that they really like, and they'll be like, "That was the reason."
Yeah, yeah.
Like right now, if you were to go on a spree, they would blame Blink-182.
Oh no.
They would blame 30 Seconds to Mars if I did something,
no,
and Finger 11.
No.
Both.
Not Blink. You know what? What could maybe we could attest to this is I mean, she was a major role model for a bunch of young girls, and I mean, like, her music is going to be all over the radio, and if girls, which, I mean, little girls can figure out how to use the internet, they're going to type in Miley Cyrus's name, they're going to see her naked,
yeah.
Which is inevitable. All these little girls are going to be like, oh, that's so cool, oh, I want to get naked now and fly on this wrecking ball and lick sledgehammers.
That was a very catchy song, though.
I'd say so.
I hate admitting that because there are certain songs that I don't like liking. Like, who's your guilty pleasure band?
I mean, off the top of my head, I have a bunch, but I can't.
I'm putting you on the spot on this. Kesha? There's one Kesha song that I like.
I don't know, man. I kind of have a heart spot. I have a soft spot for Ella Goulding. But she's not that lame.
She's not that lame. I was gonna, like, mine is ABBA.
Anything could happen. Sing Me Some
Wait,
Attitude.
She sings that?
Yeah, it's Ella Goulding, dude.
Oh,
right.
I just
beautiful.
Keep, yeah, it's a catchy song. Anything he's like, I just did that happen. From the girls commercial.
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
You like that high note?
Yeah, I like that. Mine was ABBA. I love ABBA.
Guilty pleasure, man. You're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
And Lady Gaga. I'm sorry. I love
you
Gaga.
Know what? Lady Gaga does have a couple songs. Telephone is damn catchy.
I love Bad Romance.
Oh, bad. That's pretty good. Poker Face. I could listen to that all day.
Paparazzi.
Poker Face.
Oh, Edge of Glory. Because we were singing that when we were closing one day.
On the edge of closing. But did we change it with closing though?
Yeah,
I think so.
The edge. I'm on the edge. Closing.
All right.
And we're going to the back burner. Going to the back burner with you.
What the?
Oh, damn it!
The back burner. I have an important question for you, Chase.
Okay. I have a question for you. Not a question, but a statement.
Okay.
For you.
Okay. Mine's pretty long of a thing. Which, what do you think we'll dive into yours quite a bit or?
No, mine's just a joke.
Okay, go for it. You go.
I went to the movie theater and I got a small popcorn, and they had a promotion on there for the show. I don't know if you've heard about this, Ironside.
Ironside?
Yes.
What is that about?
It is about a black cop trying to fight crime through a wheelchair.
What?
I saw it. Like, so Joe Swanson got his own show.
I was literally about to say, is it a cartoon?
No, it's a real life show. It's like, I'm trying to figure out like what the NBC execs were like. I might post this on the YouTube channel too, but I don't care if it's that funny. It's like, all right, guys, we need an idea for a show. All right, how about a cop drama? Okay.
Right,
with a black guy.
Okay.
We need something a little bit more
edgy. We need edge.
He's in a wheelchair.
Genius. Sold. Oh my gosh. It's gonna be the new lost.
It's new Law and Order.
It's the new Lost.
That's
those
a ding.
Dings suck.
I thought you were trying to pull the applause thing, and so I'm just like, can I give the applause?
Yeah, that was a better one to do.
But really, it's like, I saw that. I'm like, are we really running out of television?
What's his name? Andy Samberg has a cop drama coming out. It looks like shit.
I think it could be good.
It looks like poopy.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Looks like poopy, man. I'd rather him just be on SNL. Okay, so I have an important question.
You're much better question.
I have this road trip coming up, right?
Okay.
Okay. So it's a road trip to Chicago.
Chicago,
the Windy City. It's a 3-day music festival when I get there.
Okay.
And my experience in the past with festivals is that they're hot, they're sweaty. I usually end up taking off a shirt, and the day goes on. I go about living my life.
Yes.
It's Florida though, so I'm just now realizing that it probably won't matter in the long run. But okay, so I get really conscious about myself because, as people know, my face is covered with hair. Well, that's not the only place. My chest is like a carpet. It's like
a
rug.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, I'm probably going to take off my shirt at this concert. I don't want to, like, frighten anybody. Is there something I should do to prepare other people's eyes?
So manscaping.
I'm getting to manscaping, yes. Okay, so my question is, when and is it okay? And would you judge me if I did it?
I wouldn't judge you. I'm not a huge fan of manscaping. Because for me...
You like your men bare.
I don't have much hair.
Right.
Like, the most I have is in my armpits.
Head.
Oh, and on my hair, head as well. Like, I have... all my hair is gone from my chest to my back. And it's all in my armpits.
Right.
And so my mother used to like get on me and said I should trim those.
Right.
I don't think so. I don't believe in that. The pubes, however.
The
downstairs hairs? Maybe. I can see that because I don't like a bushy jungle down there.
Well, if I wasn't going to go that far.
Okay.
But
I picture you going that far.
I appreciate well, in my experience, the women also appreciate like I call it trimmed hedges or maybe a mowed lawn. I don't like to rid the grass off the field there. That's a
I don't want
that's
a
about
desert.
As graphic as I'm gonna get. Yeah,
I don't want a desert.
Barren desert. That's too much.
Yeah,
but what I'm gonna say is just like trimming up the chest.
If you're gonna trim it up, so it's gonna look groomed.
Yeah, I just don't want to freak anybody out because it's pretty bad.
I mean, granted, I haven't seen you with your shirt off in a while.
Well, that can change.
That can change.
I'll put on my pants and take off my shirt.
No, why don't you just take off your pants and jacket?
Oh, yeah.
No. Zing. Reference. With the body hair, I usually say, make it look nice. Don't make it look like, I'm a bear.
Right.
Like,
which is what I don't want.
Like my friend
want.
Anthony, he's a bear.
Right.
Like, he just has hair literally everywhere.
Do you know what a bear, there's a bear term that denotes, has a connection with homosexuality. Did you know that?
Yeah, I.
Did you just call your friend a bear by accident?
No, here's the funny thing about that. Like, we have a friend that we call Bear.
Because?
He's just really furry.
Oh, okay.
But here's the funny thing. You ever watch Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, of course.
Do you ever see the Bear City skit?
No, I didn't.
Fred Willard does like the narration, and it's like, oh, Bear City. It's just a city of bears. It's like, oh, there's two children, and then we ate them. Bear City, Bear City. And so like they do that. It's like a 1-minute sketch, and it's sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. And so I was looking it up because I thought it was Fred Willard's voice, and I wasn't entirely sure. So I look up Bear City on YouTube or IMDb, and apparently there is a
apparently.
Movie. There. I like that. Apparently, there is a movie called Bear City. Nice. I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is based off of.
Oh, no.
I wonder if this is based off the skit.
I already know where this is going.
And I saw a live action. I'm like, okay, where's the bears? And then, like, I hear
the. Did you start
guy
watching
goes,
the
I'm
movie?
Watching the trailer, and I'm like, where's the bears? And they're like,
please,
I want.
Please tell me there's bears.
And the one guy's like, I'm really into him. I'm like. Into him? He's like, I'm not much for bears. Like, okay, where's the bears? And apparently, I'm sitting through like 3 minutes of trailer, and I'm like, there's no freaking bears!
Dude, if I was watching this trailer expecting bears, I don't know how much I could take it. It's pretty unbearable. It's good.
Yeah, but apparently it's a gay term. Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, you learn the hard way, it sounds like.
Yeah, I learned.
Oh, my God. This is too much right now. Too many.
Wow.
Zing. Don't judge me because I already did it.
What?
I already
trimmed up.
Yeah. I just don't want to be like enjoying myself at a concert and then scaring off women because I'm sweaty and look like, you know, a wet rug.
Well, it'll get hot in there, especially.
Well, then I was kind of just thinking now before I even brought this up a second ago. Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? In Chicago? I need to check the weather.
I mean, is it like the worst thing in the world if it's cold? Because, I mean, the body heat's probably going to be massive.
Well, if it's going to be cold, then I kind of wish I didn't trim off all my hair.
Yeah, but you're still going to be hot because of all the body heat. You're going to be like...
Moshing the entire time.
Moshing body to body to body. Are you going to Lollapalooza or something? Or
no, it's called Riot Fest.
Riot Fest.
Okay, so amongst... Let me see if I can pull it up in time while we're still talking about it. But amongst the headliners... Blink-182 Saturday night.
Okay.
Fall Out Boy Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
The Pixies Sunday night.
Wow.
I'm so damn excited for the Pixies. From there, I kind of forget exactly what night people are playing, but it's AFI, Yellow Card, Sublime with Rome, Blondie.
Blondie?
Yeah.
Call me.
I was gonna sing Hard Glass.
Oh, okay.
But okay. So Against Me, Yellow Card, Gwar.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna have blood thrown on me.
You have a blood and a pro stop, like at one after and the other.
Taking Back Sunday, Brand New, Devil Wears Prada, Saves the Day, Bayside, The Deer Hunter,
This sounds a lot like, oh, hey, if you listened to punk rock back in 2000.
Yeah, 2000, anywhere between 95 to 2005.
Good Lord. All right, keep going.
Say Anything, Attack Attack. Did I say the Deer Hunter?
You said Deer Hunter, yes.
Bad Brains, Against Me, I think. Wow. I just mentioned. Bad Brains, Bad Books, who I love. Motorhead.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no. This is a while. Motorhead dropped. This is the old thing. But Rancid.
Oh, Rancid's so good live.
I know, my God. I'm
no,
so
here's the funny
excited.
Thing about... No, the fact that you mentioned Bad Brains scares me.
Why is that?
Because I watched Henry Rollins do a show at House of Blues, and he was talking about Bad Brains. And he said...
He doesn't play for them.
No, he doesn't play for them. But he is a huge supporter for the music. But however, over time, the drugs that the lead singer took really messed with his brain.
Okay.
And so...
Bad Brains.
Yeah, so literally, like, it's that. But then... He will go. You'll have either one or two shows. You have a really awesome show, or you'll have a what is he doing? And so, like, Henry saw. I'm gonna tell the story like he said it. Okay. I go up and I see the lead singer, and he's wearing a bulletproof vest.
No way.
And oh, I'm like, God. Hey, why are you wearing a bulletproof vest? And he goes, it keeps me all together. And
this is the singer of Bad Brains?
This is the singer of Bad Brains. And he's like, oh, gosh, it's going to be the bad show.
It's going to be an interesting show,
and
man.
So he goes, and he's like, he starts singing the song. He starts conducting the audience. And he's just, like, walking around, just, like, spouting random gibberish.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to get a good show or if you're going to get a...
I mean, that sounds entertaining, man. I'm down for that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not... I'm going to be thousands of people between me and the stage. So it should be interesting.
It'll be very interesting. You got Gwar, and which will be always interesting. And dude, then
I just love live music, man. It's like the weight of my heart.
And then Against Me. Tell me how Against Me is going to be, because
I'm excited. Because for those that don't know, the lead singer came out. She. So I think at this point she's officially a she.
Okay.
He is officially a she. The singer came out that he felt his whole life to be a woman trapped inside a man's body, and he had the surgery. He's taking not testosterone. He's what, estrogen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Estrogen.
So he's doing that. And so now his name is Laura.
All right.
And if you don't know what Against Me sounds like, I mean, like, he has a hell of a deep voice.
Male voice.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna pick up one of my favorite
Thrash
songs.
Thrash and Reels.
Thrash and Reel is really good. I'm going to play one of the old ones, though, because it's so meaty.
I still can't believe Ellie Goulding sings that girl's song.
I love the song. Da-da-da-da. Just the first line.
Yeah, their song's going to change.
It's going to be like three pitches higher.
Watch, like, the voice not even change.
Oh, I don't think it will. That'd be hilarious, though.
That would be.
I love
it. It would
song.
Be like Arch Enemy all over again.
I haven't seen Arch Enemy.
Arch Enemy, they've had a female singer the entire time, but she has such a low voice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, a lot of bands now, they're boy singers, but they sound like girls. Like Mayday Parade and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
So maybe
Coheed kind of gets a little...
He gets a little pitchy. The latest record, he kind of toned it down a bit. I think just because he's getting older. But like A Favorite House Atlantic, he sounds legit. Like,
oh, yeah. I thought that was a girl.
Even Led Zeppelin back in the day. Like, it's very pitchy. So maybe
even
be,
Kitty, they sound like girls.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They
are. Yeah, good one. So I think maybe it'll be just as good that a girl is singing it live.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I get too picky, though, with my female singers, unfortunately. As sexist as it sounds.
No, because I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, I'll like Hayley Williams, and I'll like Amy Lee and Christina Scabia. Oh, and the girl from Hailstorm, Stephanie Hale.
I don't know who that is, but there was this local girl, Kaylee Baker. She was pretty awesome. Hayley Williams, of course. Gotta plug her Cadence.
Yeah.
Female band.
That is true. Yeah,
it's pretty good. Let's wrap this up. Let's get your stuff
ready.
I'll get the first one. All right. First of all, I got a new little addition.
And now for a segment we like to call Think
Yeah?
I like it.
All right.
Oh, and it stays.
And it stays. All right, so Carolyn Anderson from Liverpool, over the seas.
Liverpool
has come out and said that admitted that she spent thousands of dollars just to look like actress Pamela Anderson from Baywatch. She's gone as far as spending money on Botox, lip fillers. The hepatitis C, though, that was free. She didn't have to spend any money for that. That just came included with the package.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, there's no...
No, I did it. It didn't work.
All right,
I'm annoyed.
All right, I'll make the noise then.
All right.
Two men dressed as Batman and Captain America rushed into a burning house to save a family's cat. The family is so grateful and thanked them. However, things turned sour when they went up to Batman and said, "I bet your parents are proud of you."
I'm so pissed that it's not working. Could I not do two cues at once?
I guess not. All right.
All right, man. Oh, dude, do you think they, when they get home from work, they're, like, also in uniform and they reflect on their lives, how sad they are that they wear Batman costumes all day?
No, because when you wear a Batman costume, you automatically know you're awesome. So, someone brought this up. Saying the phrase, "I'm Batman," is the most BA thing, but also the most hilarious thing to say.
I'm Batman.
It's like, who are you?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman. He must have friends.
So, imagine that whole bar fight. It's like, the guy's like, "I don't know who you are. I'm Batman.
This is Orlando. I'm Batman.
This is Orlando."
All right, I got one.
All right.
All right, so this guy, Barry Thompson from Deltona, of course, another Florida crazy story. He was arrested on drug possession. Not only that, but having sex with his stepdaughter in his own car. Man, Barry, way to keep it in the family, Barry. Nice. It should be working. It's not.
Misha Brooks and Rylan Ray will be starring the new adult film Conjoined about sex with conjoined twins. Spoiler alert, there's sex in it.
You, you kind of botched that one.
I kind of did, but...
You set the punchline in the middle of the thing. Yeah. I was reading that article, and at first... I clicked on it because I thought they were actually conjoined.
I thought so, too.
So I was so excited. I'm like, yeah.
It's like...
Well, less about the porno and more about that they're getting work.
Yeah. Did you ever... I think this is going to be the fifth time I've referenced them, but there's a Saturday Night Live skit where like this guy falls in love with this girl who happens to be conjoined twins. And like one of them's like beautiful, Jennifer Gardner, and the other one's like really hideous.
I haven't seen it.
And he's like, "I don't know why you're making out with her. I'm the one with the vagina."
Interesting. Interesting.
Very.
Dude, I was like, I was in love with this soundboard. It's like the perfectly, the layout is awesome, cool color schemes and whatnot. I don't know why it's coming out so quiet and other cues are coming out so loud.
Out of 5, what would you rate it?
Out of 10, I'd say, okay, if out of 10, if sound cue, which is the one I used previous couple weeks,
okay,
I give that like a 2. This was gonna be like a 7, but now I'm bumping it down to 5 until I really figure out how to get it all working, because it is a pain in my behind.
So it's a 5 out of 10. You suck. At least that works.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. All right, made it a 6.
See, like, those aren't, like, EQ'd properly.
Yeah.
That's on me, though, I think.
Nah, we'll blame the machine.
Damn you, machine.
All right. Pick of the week. I did it last week with No Time to Explain. Brett, your turn.
Well, it's, okay, so every week, pick of the week, we just pretty much endorse something with no talking to the company. We just, this isn't...
We're just like, you know what? I like this.
We're not being sponsored by anything. We just pick things that we want, like. So last week, Chase, what was your pick again?
No Time to Explain by Tiny Build Games.
Oh, yeah. It was a computer software game. Okay, so mine this week is Subway.
Subway?
Yeah. Eat fresh. Dude, I had this like pork roast or this like sub the other day, and it like melted in my mouth. I forgot how awesome.
Now I was actually like hesitant, like, what do I want to eat today? Might be Subway.
You know what? Well, let's go after, and we'll chow down on that pork sub.
Yeah, I got coupons.
Coupons?
Yeah.
It honestly sounds like I'm trying to plug a sandwich, like they sponsor this show, but like I honestly I had it the other day and it was like so delicious.
Yeah.
What the Flux is not affiliated with Subway. They do not approve anything that we say. Yes. They are not affiliated with any comments.
What's even better is that you were talking loud enough. I just farted, and it, no one even heard it.
Well, now we know.
And it's
I'm gonna smell it in a moment, though.
I'm already smelling. I'm regretting it.
Oh no!
It's the time for Subway.
It's time for Buttway.
By the way, what's up? If we have, do we have enough time?
Yeah. What's up?
I just watched your next.
Oh my god, dude.
Okay, so hold on. We're gonna say this real quick. We're gonna talk about your next for a little bit. If you want to wait. Have a great night. We'll talk to you later. Subscribe to that new show on YouTube. Let's talk about it real quick because I've been wanting to talk about it for a while.
Okay. Hurry because that smell is getting to me.
Okay.
Badass, right? I told
you. It's a good movie. And I never thought that it would be like a female empowering movie either.
Right. I didn't know, like, so, I didn't know so either.
The Aussie come in out of nowhere. It was really cool just like see her just like, oh, she's like this mild, tame, you know, peace is love, all that crap. All of a sudden, she's like this BA fighter that knows how to survive and stuff.
Which is awesome. Okay, so spoiler alerts. We already said it, but spoiler alerts from here on out. Yeah, the trailers don't give away anything, which is awesome.
Perfect.
Because the trailers portray it as the family fighting the intruders.
Yes.
But it's more or less this one girl fighting the intruders because she was like raised on an army base or some dumb shit. Like,
yeah,
she has a weird past.
Yeah, she
that
does.
She hasn't told anyone yet.
She hasn't told anybody.
So it's a surprise, and the twist is awesome, right?
Yes.
Halfway through the movie, you find out that it's a family reunion, right? For a rich family,
very wealthy,
very wealthy, and so there's three brothers, and they all bring their respective girlfriends and wives, and one brother, well, two actually, but one brother you find out is planning the murders.
Yeah.
And to steal the inheritance.
Oh yeah.
And this girl that they didn't know was, you know, a badass gets in the way. So that's like the basic plot.
Yeah.
And like that plot, it happens in the middle of the movie, but like I told you, how they react to it.
Yes.
So badass, dude.
I love the girl, and I wish I remember her name. But
I don't remember either.
Yeah, but she was amazing, and she was in another horror movie called Bait. I know that with it was an Australian film where like a massive hurricane comes and sharks come inside a convenience store.
No way, that's basically Sharknado.
Yeah, it's pretty much like Sharknado, but Sharkacane.
Sharkacane, Baitacane.
But she was amazing. I loved the guy that played Crispin, AJ Bowen.
Crispin was the main guy, the
he was the
brother.
Guy, yeah, he was one that they kind of like centered it around. He was great. I thought the dickhead brother was really good.
Yeah, for sure. All like I said, it was great. It was great. It was good storytelling.
Sharni Vincent, by the way, is the girl.
Okay, I was trying to pull it up.
Yeah,
she's cute, man.
She is cute. But yeah, AJ Bowen I thought was good. The director of is Adam Wingard. He directed some shorts in ABCs of Death, VHS 1 and 2. And I haven't seen ABCs of Death, but I've seen VHS 1 and 2.
It's the same director.
It's many directors with VHS. But
he's in VHS.
But he's in VHS.
Nice. Did you know that going in?
I knew that going in because I looked it up because I've been trying to get James Noir to go with me. He doesn't think it's going to be a good movie.
He doesn't, yeah. I was trying to convince people.
I was trying to convince him because he's waiting for 10 stellar reviews, and I said it was good. I wouldn't say it's great, but it's still good.
It's definitely passable.
Here's what I loved about it, and you don't see it in horror movies nowadays. It's very tasteful.
Yeah.
This could have been a very violent film, and they kind of toned down on the violence and more about the scares.
And the story. Yeah.
That's what I enjoyed.
They saved the big punches for that last scene.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just going to go and say it because we're already talking about the movie.
Yeah.
The blender to the head.
Oh,
is fucking
my
awesome, man.
Gosh.
It's so
that is
cool.
The equivalent
that
of...
It needs this.
Have you seen Last House on the Left?
It's
equivalent to the microwave.
It's better than the microwave.
Yes.
It's better. I was telling my roommate, like, hey, have you seen Last House on the Left? It's the same exact movie that I compared it to, that death scene. Because for those who haven't seen Last House on the Left, we already ruined that for you. But the main guy, his head is stuck in a microwave. and it explodes like when you put an egg in a microwave.
Well, here's the funny thing: like the trailer for Last House on the Left actually shows that scene, but they tease it.
Yeah.
And so, like throughout the entire movie, you're really anticipating it, and you're like, and so they quote end the movie, and you're like, where's the freaking microwave?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden fade to black, and then boom, back to the scene.
Yeah.
And so that I thought they did that pretty well, but it's a bad thing to say, but I love revenge films. And this was a pretty good revenge film.
No, I mean, like, it's a great storytelling, yeah. I think. It was less revenge and, like, survival instinct. It was almost like Rambo, but inside of a house.
I believe it. I'm surprised no video game has ever done that either.
Like,
all you have to do is survive in this house.
Right.
From killers. And that's it. Resident Evil, where it's like, oh, you have to, like, zombies or anything. It's kind of, I guess we can kind of say that, but I'm surprised no indie developer has done that.
It's actually kind of a good idea now you kind of mentioned
it. Yeah.
Sell that idea, dude. Copyright. You heard it first. September 10th.
Bam!
What the Flux, 2013.
It is 2013.
Dude, I just applaud that movie. It was awesome.
It was good.
It was definitely a must-see in my book.
Did you watch World's End yet?
I did watch World's End yet.
What did you think of that?
You know what? I definitely laughed. I laughed the most out loud when, spoiler alert, when in the middle of the movie when they can't think of a better idea and Nick Frost is just like, okay, they meet up again with the sister, right?
Yeah.
She's like, why are you guys going to the next bar? And like, because he's telling us to, and we can't think of a better idea. And he like runs through.
Exactly.
I think I laughed hardest at that. Other than that, though, I mean, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz hold such a high place in my heart in terms of movie going and comedies that it was. I had high expectations, and it's been a long anticipated movie for, you know, us fans.
Yeah,
that I kind of didn't live up to the hype for me. Like, the plot was kind of like half-assed, I feel like.
Yeah, but I still loved it. I out of the three, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and
you're gonna rank them for me right now?
Yeah, what are you gonna rank them?
Okay, I'm gonna go
number three,
World's End.
Number three, World's End.
Oh, I disappointed you already, I could tell.
Wow.
Okay, so number three, World's End, and then it's pretty much, this is the order I saw them in. It's the order of the release, but it's number three, World's End, number two, Hot Fuzz, and then Shaun of the Dead. But Hot Fuzz, I think, is funnier than Shaun of the Dead. I just really can't, like, it's just, Shaun of the Dead, I saw it at such a young age, it shaped me. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can't take it off its pedestal.
But I would say.
Okay, what about you?
The thing is, When I put these, like, when you see, you put one last, it sounds like, oh, you just absolutely hate it. But, like, I love all three of these. I would say three, Shaun of the Dead.
What? No!
Three, Shaun of the Dead.
No!
Two, World's End. And then one is Hot Fuzz.
No, dude. No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No way, dude.
Yes.
No way. Wrong.
I love Shaun of the Dead, but
What'd you say is number one?
Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
I loved Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Especially when I saw it at the Cornetto trilogy showing. Yeah. I loved it even
like,
more.
You forgot how awesome it was.
Oh my gosh.
See, what's awesome about Hot Fuzz, I think it's like better written, all the foreshadow.
Yeah.
There's foreshadow littered throughout that entire movie.
Entire movie.
Yeah, so I think I really appreciate the writing of that movie.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of think it's funnier. But
the one thing that pissed me off about World's End is that they didn't say, what's wrong? Have you ever taken a shortcut before?
Yeah. Or like,
that's all they needed to say, and I would have been happy.
Yeah. There was a couple throwbacks. Obviously, him jumping over the fence and falling.
Martin Freeman.
Who was he?
He was in Shaun of the Dead. He was
the,
you know,
dad, right?
No, he was the scene where, you know, when they reach the fence and they meet the ex-girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's in that family.
He's in the entirety of World's End.
Yeah, he's in the entirety of World's End. He's the friend.
He's Tim from the other series, from The Office.
Martin Freeman?
Right?
I don't think.
You know, okay, so when you're talking about Shaun of the Dead, right?
Yes.
And when he meets up with, like, his polar opposite.
Yes.
And, like, he meets the girl.
Uh-huh.
And then the girl's boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in The Office. He's in the European...
Oh, the European Office, okay.
Yeah, the UK.
I haven't seen that one. And then he was the inspector.
Yeah,
in,
for just a little bit.
Yeah, in Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. So and then the guy who you've got some red on you.
Yes.
He was like, he was buying a house for Martin Friedman. It was good.
It was good. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, it was good. So I'm glad we got that out of our system.
Yeah, I'm glad we got it out of our
system.
There
was a lot of movies to be talked about.
Yes.
You know what? I think we should start changing it up. So maybe like we have like just a segment dedicated to movies.
We could do that.
Ding.
How many is that?
I wasn't counting. I heard you toot.
Yep.
I heard it in my headphones.
That's two.
That's two toots.
You heard it in your headphones?
Yeah, dude.
That's a powerful mic.
It's going to be on the recording.
Nice.
Well, okay. So, plugs.
All right. I'll be starting a YouTube channel within the next week or two. That new show. Look for it on YouTube. Subscribe to it. See other plugs. BOHties.com. That's where I got my awesome Boise State tie. BOHties.com. Clearly Not For Everyone podcast, cnfe.com. It's offensive. It's raunchy. It's clearly not for everyone. Arcadence, when's your next show?
Sometime in October. We'll let you know the details soon. Until then, we'll see you.
See you next week.